Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need a little boost in building resilience. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when one thing after another seems to go wrong, and you just want to throw in the towel. Well, guess what? We're not alone. But here's the good news. We can learn to bounce back stronger than ever. And it all starts with something called emotional intelligence. Think of it as your superpower for navigating life's ups and downs. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or understanding your feelings, it's about harnessing those emotions to make smarter choices, build stronger relationships, and ultimately, become more resilient. Think of it like this. Imagine you're facing a challenge, maybe a big presentation at work or a difficult conversation with a loved one. Now, if you react impulsively based on your initial feelings, say, anger or anxiety, things might get messy. But if you pause, take a breath, and consider the situation objectively, you're using emotional intelligence to navigate the challenge more effectively. That's resilience in action. So, what are some key takeaways to build that inner strength through emotional intelligence? First, self-awareness is your foundation. That means truly understanding your own emotions, both the good and the bad, and recognizing how they influence your thoughts and actions. Take a moment to reflect. When do you feel most stressed? What triggers those feelings? Once you know your emotional landscape, you can start to manage it better. Next up is self-regulation. This is where the magic happens. It's about consciously controlling your emotions instead of letting them control you. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster. There will be ups and downs, but you don't have to scream and flail the entire time. Practice techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or mindfulness to calm yourself down when things get heated. Trust me, that ability to stay grounded will make a world of difference. Now let's talk about empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective even if you don't agree with them. Think about it this way. When you truly listen to someone and try to see things from their point of view, you build stronger connections and navigate conflicts more effectively. Thus, a little empathy goes a long way in creating a kinder, more compassionate world. Remember those tough times we talked about earlier? Well, social skills come into play when it comes to bouncing back. This means being able to communicate your needs effectively, build strong relationships, and collaborate with others even when things get challenging. Think of it like this. Resilience isn't just about weathering the storm alone, it's about having a support system to help you through it. Finally, motivation is key. It's about setting goals that inspire you and finding ways to stay focused on what matters most even when things get tough. Remember those dreams you have? Don't let setbacks derail them. Here's a real-world example that might hit home. Imagine you're preparing for a big job interview and you suddenly get hit with self-doubt. You start thinking, what if I mess up? What if they don't like me? But here's where emotional intelligence comes in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of anxiety, self-awareness, and remind yourself that you prepared well and deserve to be the motivation. You visualize yourself confidently answering questions and leaving a positive impression, self-regulation. And when the interviewer asks about your greatest weakness, instead of panicking, you honestly share a challenge you've overcome and how you learn from it, empathy and social skills. See? Emotional intelligence can turn those butterflies into a powerful force. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build resilience through emotional intelligence. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And remember, you've got this. Ready to put these insights into action? Share your thoughts on today's episode on social media using the hashtag #BrainstormBoost. And if you found this helpful, tell a friend who could use a little boost in their own resilience journey. Until next time, keep brainstorming and keep boosting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.